Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's time to get up with the winning Warriors. Steph gets a little help from his friends to stave off elimination. Is this the momentum Golden State needs? And the injury bug bit Anthony Davis again last night. How worried should LeBron and the Lakers be? And is Game 6 now a must-win for LA? And another NFL game announced this morning. A big Monday night matchup revealed. Troy Aikman joins us live as we get up with you right now. And so happy to say good morning to you. I am Ryan Smith in for Greeny. What a show we got today. Allen Hunt in the house talking some NBA playoffs. So we're ready for that. Hall of Famer Vince Carter, Brian Windhorst, raring to go. Troy Aikman, Jay Will are going to stop by. But first, we're talking playoffs and the game of the night. Lakers, Warriors, Steph Curry and the Warriors fighting off elimination. Warriors under Steve Kerr 6-0 against West opponents when facing elimination, and this night would be no different. In the second, down 8, Curry, money, Allen.
Steph Curry knows he's a champion. You're facing elimination. You need your best. He gave his best.
And so did Draymond Green. Warriors up 6 right here in the third. The miss here, Wiggins there for the finish. Wiggins had 25 on the night. But I'm talking Green. You know, he's not known for his scoring, but he was scoring right here. Finished with 20 on the game. You don't often see that in the playoffs.
It's his best playoff game since 2019, a 20-10 for Draymond Green. It shows you everybody was locked in.
Here's a big moment right here. Lonnie Walker to LeBron, and LeBron comes up limping a little bit. That's a scary moment. He comes down awkward on Kevon Looney's foot. He would stay in the game, though. The Lakers were down 11 after 3. Now, here is the moment everybody's talking about. Fourth quarter, Lakers down 13. Look at Anthony Davis under the basket, D'Angelo Russell with the finish, and Davis holding his face. Now I want you to take another look at this. He gets elbowed by Looney in the head area, and that's a tough
elbow
situation.
Right to the temple, and right away you see the pain in the head, and then when he sits down, he's woozy, walking off the court woozy. Reports were he needed a wheelchair to get to the locker room.
Yeah, but he walked off out of the arena on his own power. He walked into the, he went back to the locker room after that. But look at that right there, Steph, nailing it, money. I mean, he was just feeling it all night. 27 points, 8 assists, and then, yep, there he goes. The Warriors take game 5, 121-106. And here's LeBron on AD after the game.
I didn't see the shot. Just seeing the aftermath, but you know, medical team seems to say he's doing better, so you know, that's what matters the most.
Obviously, everyone saw he took a shot to the head, but he, I just checked in on him. Seems to be doing really good already, so that's just where it's at. That's the status of it right now.
So his status is unclear at this point, but if Davis does miss any time, the Lakers would be without their defensive anchor. Check this out. Opponents have shot just 28% when contested by AD this postseason. The Lakers are plus 59 with Davis on the court this postseason compared to minus 18 without him. So this is a huge story this morning. We've got to bring in the whole team. Wendy, Vince Carter, Allen back with us. Wendy, what's the latest on what you're hearing about AD?
Yeah, so, you know, this isn't just a matter of whether he's got an injury. It's a matter of whether he's got a concussion. And the Lakers obviously were feeling that he was improving last night, but every concussion is different. He's going to have to be monitored today. Sometimes symptoms don't present till the next day. The difficulty for the Lakers is if he has to enter the concussion protocol because of timing, because of symptom recovery, because of baseline procedures, he almost certainly would not be able to play in Game 6. And Game 7, a possible Game 7, would be in doubt. And so that's why it's so fragile. And it's not something that they can necessarily make a decision on last night. They have to wait to see how it goes today. So I would like to say that there's a ton of different things that happened in this game. There's a lot of stuff that the Warriors did. But the entire NBA playoffs right now is riding on whether Anthony Davis is diagnosed with a concussion today or not. And there's no other way to put it.
And you mentioned the possible diagnosis today. I want to just say there was no mention of a concussion after the initial evaluation last night. So as Wendy says, we'll see what happens today. Allen, though,
really tough situation potentially for the Lakers.
Yeah, absolutely. And they you know, the good news was is that after the fact, they were saying he was improving, which generally does happen. Let's remember, if you go back to football and Tua Tagovailoa, he felt fine in that second concussion game. They put him back in the game. The Dolphins got a lot of criticism for it. It was the next day the symptoms started to creep out, and then all of a sudden you realize that he did have a concussion. That's what makes the next day. That's what makes today probably the most critical day, and it's a non-game day in the Lakers season.
Yeah, Vince, this is the last thing you want to see happen in the playoffs at this particular time. And you look at Anthony Davis there. What did you make of all this?
100%, particularly with Anthony Davis being up and down and then all of a sudden playing consistent basketball. And the way he's been playing, when he was good, he was dominating. Nobody can guard him. Draymond, whoever you put out there. Kevon Looney played well, being a taller guy. But Anthony Davis was dominant in the paint. And what that created is other opportunity for other guys. Took some of the pressure off LeBron, feeling that he had to play the big minutes and carry the load offensively. Now, if he's available, what guy will you get? You know, will AD be the guy where he's dominating still, or just another body on the floor? So it's a lot of things riding on this outside of just health. You know, I hope and I know the Lakers will do the right thing in protecting the player first, regardless of this season. I mean, he's so important to this, but you cannot put him out there. Just like Han said, you can't put him out there after the Tua situation and now be the next person or team to do so. And the situation happens. But yes, AD's availability is huge to the success in the future in the playoffs for the Lakers.
Yeah, and again, there's not been a diagnosis of a concussion yet, or at least there's no mention of it yet. But again, we have to see what happens today. But I want to shift gears a little bit here. Keep it on AD, because you talk about the situation. Obviously, everybody's concerned. We want to know what's going to happen here, how it could affect the Lakers. But, Alan, there's another side to this, and Greeny has been on this show talking about it. Talk about that context of it. And the words that come to your mind when you think of this situation.
Well, there's three words that no one ever wants to say on this show. Greeny was right. He's the one that talked about at the beginning of the week the concern about protecting these two guys that are playing big minutes, important minutes for this franchise. And the feeling is you're going to the home of the champions, the defending champs, in a survival game for them. And no days off, really, in between. Just one day, one day, one day. Not the rest you're getting. And you remember what he said. He thought, I wouldn't even send these guys. Now, he amended it in saying that, all right, maybe if the game is out of reach, if it feels like there's no chance to win, I'm getting these guys off the court.
Yeah.
Well, there was a scenario in this game where it looked like it was heading in that direction. And we're talking about 2 minutes to go. Wendy, we were talking about this in the pre-show. The Lakers are down 16. The win probability, according to ESPN Analytics, for the Golden State Warriors was 96%. And that's the scenario that maybe Darvin Ham could have said, white flag time.
You're talking about late in the third quarter.
Late third quarter.
Yeah.
16-point game. And ESPN Analytics had this game at 96% in favor of the Warriors. If there was a scenario, that was the one. And the injury happens. And you get concerned. And LeBron had already, like, it's like you were testing fate.
Yeah.
LeBron already tweaked the ankle. And so I immediately, and I'm sure a lot of other people, because Greeny got mocked for it a lot on social media for saying what he said. And I know we're in the world of load management, but that's the minute that happened, I thought, wow, he saw that. And, of course, when I texted him about it, he said, like most geniuses, that his greatness won't be realized
yeah.
until after he's gone.
Of course. Vince, I'm looking at you, and you are just – your face says it all right now. Tell us what you're thinking.
No, it's just I hear what you guys are saying, but I'm looking at it as a player now. And as a player, when you look at the other side of this is, okay, you're down 16 in the third quarter. Any coach is saying, we're going to give you the first 2-3 minutes to see where we are, and they sit you out. Okay, yes, there's another game and whatever. But if the Lakers close this, they get five days. Or so if that's what it was. So it's just like, if we sit the guys out, You mean you're just going to just, oh, we wave the white flag because of rest? Like, let's go for the win. And if it doesn't work in our favor, we sit the guys. But just sitting them out, that's just, I don't know. Like, you're talking about rhythm here. It's like rhythm. Rhythm is a huge thing to basketball players when we're talking about playing a game. Because when you miss a game, as you guys know, guys come sometimes a game or two, we come back. Your rhythm and you just feel like, man, I am so out of shape just for missing the game. So for as a player hearing that, it just makes me cringe because it's like, this is the playoffs now. We just have to find ways to get rest and I'm gonna put my guys out there and I'm gonna play. When yes, I agree with you, Han, when the game is out of hand, that's when we sit guys down. I feel like if it's a 20-point lead, we've seen leads just vanish like that in the playoffs all year, but in the playoffs. So I'm like, in the fourth quarter, I'm going to give my guys a puncher's chance. You got two and a half minutes, depending on what that looks like, and I'm pulling you. And that's what it is, but like, I just can't see.
That was the moment.
What are we saying if it's the other way around? They take them out and we didn't give a chance. What do you got? You got to walk in the locker room to those players. You got to walk in that locker room to LeBron James and Anthony Davis like, yo, give me a chance first, then pull me. You know, right. So that's my pushback to that.
Again, when we did this on Tuesday, we all disagreed with Greeny. We all told him he was crazy. Mm-hmm. That is, again, that's crisis mode. And you never want to think that way when you're a team trying to win. I'm winning right now. I'm not worried about the what ifs. I'm not playing with fear. But in that moment, when LeBron twisted his ankle, that's like, uh-oh. Like, that's the stuff you're trying to avoid. That's the nightmare scenario for the Lakers that you need to avoid because they're so top heavy. They're so reliant on these two players. So you have this happen with LeBron. This is earlier in the game, obviously. But that's the first moment where you think, all right, we're not messing around with this game. Don't mess around with this game. Golden State had the crowd. They had their experience. And you kind of knew where this game was headed just by the way. By the way, no fouls were called in this game. I mean, this was a free-for-all kind of game. So that happens. And then you see what's at the end of the third quarter, and it's 16, and you're thinking to yourself, I don't need to get my guys hurt. I don't need for anybody else to tweak anything. And I got to watch my minutes because I have one day off to play a game six at home. So that's why when that happens, it makes me remember what Greeny said. And while we were at first thought he was crazy, those scenarios are the nightmare scenarios that the Lakers wanted to avoid. And in this situation, we'll find out if they did after what happened with Anthony.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I think the Lakers had zero intention of ever doing that, and I think they have zero regrets. The competitors of these players, the competitor that Darvin Ham is. And it's a really good point, Alan, that at that moment in the game, there was a decision to be made. It was a 16-point Warrior lead with 2 minutes left in the third quarter, and the Warriors were on a run, and they called timeout. And after that timeout, Darvin Ham put LeBron back in the game, and in that last 2 minutes and 30 seconds, the Lakers cut the lead to 11. And had some momentum going into the fourth quarter because they felt they could still do it. Also in that 2 minutes and 31 seconds, LeBron tweaked his ankle. And that is the nature of the NBA. That is why the playoffs are a grind. But it's an interesting topic. I don't think it was ever a consideration before, during, or after the game for the Lakers.
Yeah, the other side to this, by the way, is Anthony Davis gets hit in the head. People make all these statements about him being injury prone or what have you, but that could happen to anyone.
Yeah, that's not soft
this
tissue.
This is not. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
This could happen literally to anyone.
But isn't that once again when you're trying to crisis management? Isn't that also all the things that anything that can go wrong could go wrong in these scenarios when you have so much reliance on two players? And that's why I think that mindset comes in. Don't get me wrong. Like, VC, I am not somebody that would have played that way either. I'm not somebody that is suggesting that that's the right thing to do. All we're doing, of course, is playing Monday morning quarterback. And this is what a lot of fans do end up thinking, because for the Lakers, this has been a wonderful ride. And did that moment just pull the plug on what could have been an electric run to the finals?
I get it. And like I say, it's just to put as a player, regardless if I've retired or removed from the game, it makes me cringe because I'm putting myself in that moment. And every other basketball player who's been in these playoff moments, you're fighting for the finish. Like, it's no time to take a step back, because this is you will look back at this as, okay, if they don't play those guys, or if you didn't try, if you didn't find anything, they found something in putting Lonnie Walker in at the end of the game and blowout, and he became a hero for them. So you never know what happens, but it's just like, give us a chance. Let us, before we raise the white white flag and just say, we give. Let me give a shot for it. It's just an unfortunate situation because you're talking about turnaround time. Well, on the other side, it's the same for Steph and Klay, who they rely so much on. Yes, they got a lot from everyone else as well, from that team as well. Right. I understand that, but
I'm with you, Vince. I got to agree with you. And not only this, we cannot forget, they are trying to close out the defending champs.
Yes.
The defending champs, mm-hmm. yeah. coming in with the momentum.
Look,
I can't see how you do it any differently. I want to quickly go to Wendy, though, now. Wendy, now, if you look at game six going ahead, is it must win for the Lakers now?
Absolutely. I think every team in the history of the NBA, because if you've got game six at home, you're inherently the underdog with the seeding. The Lakers are 6-0 at home in this postseason. They have been terrific there. It's a huge advantage. They need to take it. And so they have to hope that AD is okay today, and they have to rely on the fact that they've been so good at home. And I actually thought LeBron played really well in this game. I thought the Lakers had some things really go right for them despite the onslaught. And if AD can play, I think they will be favored and have a great opportunity to close it out.
Alan?
I think, you know, again, I agree. Obviously, it's their game seven. It's for the game six team, the home team. That's their game seven to win it. They've got to do it there. And we all got to hope that Anthony Davis is fine and he can play and they win. Because if not, we'll never hear the end of this from Greeny.
Yeah.
Never.
Vince, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a must-win as well, and I think it's still also it depends on what Anthony Davis you can get from him, because when he, like I said earlier, when he's aggressive in attacking, he makes it tough for the Golden State Warriors to stop him and opens up a lot of things for the Lakers.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Must-win game six. We'll see how it ends up playing out. Meanwhile, you know who else was in must-win territory? The Knicks taking on the Heat at home. A lot of people saying this is a gut-check game for Jalen Brunson and the Knicks, taking on Jimmy Butler in the Heat third quarter. Knicks up 10, and Brunson, man, he was on fire for three right here, Alan.
Yeah, this is one of the great point guard performances in Knicks history on the anniversary of the 50th anniversary of the 73 championship team.
Indeed it was. And look at this. Quentin Grimes taking it the other way to Julius Randle for three. Knicks were up by as many as 19 in the third quarter. They wanted this one bad. Under 4 minutes to play. Brunson had 38 points, played all 48 minutes. The friendly bounce of the jumper there. And then look, the Heat wouldn't go away. Heat down five. Jimmy Butler nailed it. But the
still
Knicks.
Waiting, still waiting for playoff Jimmy to show up in this series.
Yeah. Well,
haven't seen it yet.
Isaiah Hartenstein finishing off right there. And watch this. This is the kind of play guys like Alan Hahn want to see. Keep your eye on Quentin Grimes. Goes down off the screen. Gets back up, Alan. Guards Butler. And then watch this. Looking. Taking it away. Well, that kind of effort from the Knicks last night.
That's what you need. And that's exactly what Quentin Grimes did there. He said he felt like he hyperextended the knee, a little sprain, but said, I had to play. I had to do something. A little Willis Reed moment.
I'll tell you what. And he played well. And these Knicks survived their winners 112-103. So Brunson, along with his backcourt mate Quentin Grimes, both played all 48 minutes last night. Brunson becomes the third player in Knicks history with 35 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists when facing elimination, joining Patrick Ewing and Walt Frazier. That's some elite company right there, especially in the annals of New York basketball history. So, Alan, our Knicks fan, does Brunson have to play every single minute of the game for the Knicks to be able to win in this series?
He might have to, yeah, especially with Emmanuel quickly out of the series right now with the ankle injury. They don't really have another point guard off the bench that can carry them even just for 5-10 minutes in the game. He might have to continue to do this and play heavy minutes. And can he do it against a very physical Heat defense?
Yeah, Wendy, what do you think?
Well, like so many NBA games, it just really came down to three-point shooting. The Heat have been terrific from three-point shooting throughout the entire playoffs. Last night, Max Strus and their starting lineup went 4-10. That's very good. Everybody else amongst their starters went 0-11. The Knicks made their threes. Julius Randle hit 4 out of 7. Barrett played well. And obviously, Brunson had an absolutely spectacular game. You know, what the Knicks need more than anything is they need the Heat to continue to miss three-pointers when they go down to Miami.
Okay, so it's more about the Heat missing than maybe Brunson and those guys playing all 48 minutes. So, Vince, can the Knicks win this series?
This is tough, and I'm going to say I think this all falls on Julius Randle and him being engaged in games, whether he's playing well or not. And I think that's why Jalen Brunson, I'm giving him his props. He's important. He's their best player. But when Julius Randle is engaged, whether he's playing or not playing well. Obviously, when he's playing well, he's easy to talk to. He's easy to get along with. He makes the right plays. When he's not playing well, that's when things kind of go left for him. So I think a lot of this kind of falls on, is Julius Randle engaged in game, and can he just stay focused and make the right plays when he's not playing well? Can he impact the game other ways?
I noticed you didn't say they could win the series, so I'll give you the last word.
But what VC said there, though, is so true, and it's an amazing thing to say about an all-star player is, can you stay engaged enough to help your team win in the playoffs? But Wendy's right, the three-point shot. It's incredible how the Heat were one of the worst three-point shooting teams all season long, get into the playoffs, yeah, and they don't miss now. It's insane. That has got to eventually. Are they going to turn back into a pumpkin? Maybe they did last night.
Well, the Knicks certainly hope so for Game 6. We'll see how that plays out. Well, coming up, a Hollywood nightmare. How likely is it that Anthony Davis plays Game 6? And are the Lakers done if he doesn't? Plus, more NFL games announced for the 2023 season. Troy Aikman is going to join us to discuss the latest big reveal. That's coming up on Get Up.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Get Up is brought to you by FX's Class of 09, now streaming only on Hulu. Meanwhile, on planet Earth, before the Lakers-Warriors series started, this corgi... Watch, where is he? Where's that little corgi? Oh, there he is. This corgi predicted every game result. So far, the corgi is 5-0 on picks each game. And the corgi's got the Warriors winning in 7. What do you think, Alan?
He's a good boy. That's what he is, a good boy. Corgis are smart. You know, they're herding dogs. Like, that's what they do.
Really?
They put you where you are supposed to be. Mm-hmm. He's putting the Warriors where he believes they belong.
They herd wins for the Warriors. Look at that. Steph likes corgis. Nice little graphic there. That corgi can shoot, though. Check him out.
That's low-key the part we're not even discussing here, is the fact that he's knocking these things in left and right. How many of these would you have made?
Zero. Look at this guy. Although maybe that was in like 10 different takes. Doesn't matter. Corgi's amazing. Well, coming up.
He's got the comeback.
The biggest story in the NBA this morning, and we're all over it. Will AD be available for Game 6? And what if he isn't? Jay Williams joins us next.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat.
For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Season's on the line, back against the wall. You got to come out fighting. It's going to be on us to go in there and take it.
Curry lets it fly. It's good. Three pointers are raining down. The crowd is up. Wiggins, he'll take it. Andrew Wiggins.
You wonder if the Lakers will be able to keep up.
Warriors just continue to push time after time after time.
It has been the Laker turnovers that have been a problem tonight.
The Warriors delivering in Game 5 with their backs up against the wall.
So that is last night, but all the talk is AD. And now Jay Will here joining us. Ian Allen playing a game of one-on-one over here. Wendy's joining us as well. And look. Guys, all day, this is what everybody's going to be talking about. Anthony Davis taking the blow to the head that he took. And Wendy, I'll start out with you. Give us the latest. Give us what you're hearing on him.
Yeah, I just have to understand that this is not a matter of whether Anthony Davis can play through an injury. If he is diagnosed with a concussion, which is an if, even after the way he was able to leave last night, and he enters the concussion protocol today, there are a number of pre-established steps by the league and its doctors. It will not be up to him. It will not be up to the Lakers. It'll be have to follow this protocol. And the issue is, once you enter the protocol, there's a number of steps and it takes time. If he enters today, it will be impossible for him to play in tomorrow's Game 6 and make Game 7 seriously in doubt. So this is not like other injuries. This is very delicate, and it's going to be something that's very important as we see how he goes through today.
Jay, Will, what's your reaction?
I mean, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say about this one, because obviously if he is feeling that type of way that he was in the wheelchair, is it that serious? And as Wendy pointed out, if you go into concussion protocol, I mean, that's in jeopardy of Game 6 and Game 7, and there's no way the Lakers beat the Golden State Warriors without their best player on the floor.
Mm. Mm. They are in a place right now where today, there's not a game day, is the most important day of their season. Yeah. Because how he wakes up today, how he feels today, will decide whether or not they're going to win the series and continue this magical run that they're on. That everything now stems on how Anthony Davis feels when he wakes up today and then he checks in again with doctors. Because these concussions, as we've learned, and we've seen this a lot in the NFL season as well, concussions aren't necessarily immediate. Concussions can be the next day or the next 2 days, how you feel. And the minute he has symptoms, they have to shut him down.
Yeah, and again, he walked out of the arena on his own power, but still, today's going to be a critical day. Now, Jay, well, we've been having this discussion about whether or not AD should have been pulled earlier in the game once it started getting out of hand, especially, as Allen said, late in the third, they were down 16. What's your sense of that?
I mean, I'm okay with him playing. That was such a random coincidence. I mean, if watching it on replay, like last night and this morning, he didn't get hit with the elbow. Mm-hmm. It didn't go to his temple. It was the forearm that kind of grazed in, like right here in the cheek area. Like, that's kind of like, I'm still shocked that we're at this place.
So you're surprised by the results.
Yes, I am, because like it's.
Like, I've been hit by Shaq before. Like, I've seen, like, a real, and, like, I'm not minimizing it.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, I didn't expect that type of reaction off that graze. Now, Kevon Looney's a bigger guy. I get it. But I've seen AD take hard hits before, and maybe it's just a matter of balancing and where he's at.
Right.
Like, I'm just shocked that we're at this state right now. And in game six, like, I am. Is that fair to say?
The part that got me was not necessarily him, you know, holding his head in that moment, because, you know, you've been hitting the head before. I've been hitting the head before in a game. There's sometimes you just need to, you know, get a minute.
Right.
But when he went to the bench and you could see, it's like he was like this. That's when right away, first of all, I thought of Greeny, who said he shouldn't even play.
Yep.
But then I thought, I'm watching him thinking to myself, well, that must have hurt a lot more than it looked. But then you see Chris Haynes' tweet about how he was in a wheelchair. So too woozy to stand on his own. They put him in that. Was that a precaution? What was that about?
That's the thing.
Needs to be explained.
Yeah,
because when you hear wheelchair, you think that's pretty serious. Or it's Paul Pierce.
Right.
We've got that scenario.
This is where, exactly. And I think that's also the thing that makes this even harder to decipher. Right, because like in Memphis, when he got hit in the shoulder, do you remember the reaction he had to his shoulder then?
Oh yeah,
yep. Like I can't feel my arm. He had it. He's like, I can't feel my arm, and he held
right.
it. So, but then you see him come and he plays again, right? And it's like it's okay. So, like I don't know how to really dissect like to the degree that is, especially seeing him walk off the court at the end of the arena.
Yeah,
at the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's walking. Seems fine.
I mean, we're going to find out a lot about this today. We're going to find out a little bit more. I would presume at least they'll know a little bit more about him. But, Jay, well, I got to ask you, can they win without him?
I don't think so. LeBron James is so special.
Like, series is over if he doesn't play.
I mean, I think the series goes to heavily favor Golden State. Mm-hmm. Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy. And I can say this as a former player. Like, these are one of the things, regardless of whether he's okay or not, that you always worry about with Anthony Davis. Like, as a teammate, like, I almost, like, AD, please, like, we cannot win this thing without you. Obviously, mm-hmm. health is always first, but just understanding the history of it, you're saying, AD, like, we need you, man.
Yeah.
We need you.
And Vince brought up a great point earlier when he said that you don't know what you're going to get, even if he's okay today. Like, what are you going to get him? I mean, he was on his way to another 2010 performance, right? Are you going to get him in this game what you need out of Anthony Davis? Because that's always been the question, too. He's up, he's down, he's up, he's down. In this series, he's been pretty fairly consistent. But if he plays, but he's still not, like, he's not right, you don't get.
Right.
So he's there in body, but not in spirit.
Yeah.
That's also a problem for the league.
Right. But, Wendy, I want to get to Wendy.
I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If he does play, he's going to be met early, and there's going to be a ton of physicality.
Oh, it has to be.
Oh, okay.
Because now understanding what that situation is, I'm going to check you differently. I'm going to box out differently because I know that you're fragile.
Yep.
That's an advantage. And don't think for one second that Draymond Green is not thinking that way.
Yeah.
That's how Draymond Green is built.
The paint's open.
Wendy, go ahead. Last word.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of times in the playoffs over the years where a player has had a concussion in a playoff series, missed one game, and come back. That has happened, but it's unusual. And I will say again that this is not a question of whether AD feels okay. This is a question of what the doctors will allow him to do. So it's really not in the Lakers' hands. It's not a toughness thing. It's not something his teammates can give him a pep talk about. So that's why this is so fragile. And I don't mean to minimize the terrific performance that the Warriors had yesterday, because they played a terrific game to save their season. But everything hinges on the injury report that would probably be released later tonight of whether Anthony Davis is on it or not.
Right. We will see. I mean, this is going to be everything in this situation. So, okay, let's move on to shooting the J. Shoot the J, and let's get pancakes. Knicks, will they force a game seven?
I do not. I do not believe they are. I'm sorry, Alan Hahn. I mean, look, Jalen Brunson is the heart of a champion. He is a lion. 48 minutes last night, him and Quentin Grimes, 48 minutes, 38 points. Julius Randle had a good game, but I do believe that the Miami Heat in Miami will have enough to close.
Will the 76ers close it out tonight?
I think they are.
Ooh!
I think they are. There is something that does not feel right about this Boston team. I know that Jaylen Brown made All-NBA. He is eligible for the Supermax. But there's something as it relates to an identity of this team. Nobody questions their talent. But I do now question their togetherness. And I think that starts with Joe Mazzulla. There's a difference between this year's team and last year's team, and that's identity.
You're like the corgi making all the right picks. All right, so do the Suns keep the season alive?
Look, there have been two games in which the Suns have been blown out in Denver, right? Which you could just tell that Denver is the better team. Those games have been close in Phoenix. No CP3 tonight. There's questions around whether DeAndre Ayton will play with the rib injury. I believe that the Nuggets close it out. I think that Devin Booker has been prolific, same with KD, but I think the depth is going to be too much for the Suns. I think Denver closes it out on the road.
Wow, with all those high hopes in Phoenix, could you imagine if they got closed out tonight? A lot
yes,
of talk in the offseason. Because you just called it. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Well, the NBA playoffs continue on ESPN in the app tonight with a couple of game sixes. Celtics Sixers Eastern Conference semis, 7:30 Eastern. Then it's the Suns hosting the Nuggets in the West. The Countdown crew tips off our coverage at 7 Eastern. Well, coming up, another NFL game announced this morning. A big Monday night matchup will be revealed. Aaron Rodgers is featured. That's all I'm going to give you. Troy Aikman joins us live next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Time now for your morning wake-up call. Steph Curry sends the Warriors to the half in style. Take a listen to this.
Curry with five on the logo. Curry dribbling toward the three-point line behind the back, pulls for three, and nets it at the horn of the half. Great finish to the first half for the Warriors. Curry, three-pointer, gives Golden State a 70-point half and an 11-point lead headed to the locker room.
Curry finished with a team-high 27 points last night in the win. It was his 10th 25-point game this season, which is tied for the third most by a player 35 or older in a single postseason all time. Only Jordan in 1998 and LeBron in 2020 had more, doing special things out there. Now, let's get to it. We got an NFL schedule alert, full schedule to be revealed tonight. But moments ago, we had two big announcements. Adam Schefter tweeting out the first, the season opener will feature the defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs hosting the up-and-coming Detroit Lions. And then also moments ago, Troy Aikman revealed on Good Morning America that Aaron Rodgers will make his Jets debut on Monday Night Football in a showdown with Josh Allen and the Bills at MetLife Stadium. Oh, already fired up. Cannot wait. And Troy Aikman is so good to join us live now from Cowboy Stadium to talk over this game. Okay, so Troy, I'm just getting excited looking at the video right here. Troy, Bills Jets, our first look at Aaron Rodgers in New York. What are your expectations for Rodgers this season?
Well, my expectations are the same as they are for the New York Jets and every New York Jets fan. As soon as they made the trade and got Aaron Rodgers, they immediately are in the Super Bowl conversation, and rightfully so. I think they've got a really talented football team. There's going to be a lot of interest, of course, in watching Aaron Rodgers this season, and for us to get them week one against a really good Buffalo Bills team is going to be fantastic.
Okay, so do you think the Jets can overtake the Bills in the AFC East?
Well, I think they're really good. That division is going to be pretty competitive, of course. We know what the Bills have done the last several years. I'm a big fan of Josh Allen's and really that entire organization. I just think they've done a tremendous job. They've just come up a little bit short. I know they're frustrated, but they get a chance now in week one to really, both teams, for that matter, get a chance to measure themselves and see exactly where they are. So within that division, to be opening up the season in what could turn out to be a really important ball game as we move through the year, I think is really exciting.
Oh, I cannot wait to see this one. Now, look, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that you're at AT&T Stadium and not talk about the Cowboys. They were knocked out of the playoffs by the 49ers last season. You know Dak Prescott, he struggled with all the interceptions. What did you see with regards to Dak and his struggles that he had last season, and what do you expect from him this season?
Well, I'm a big fan of Dak's, as I've said many, many times. And, you know, what I like most about him is all that matters to him is winning games. The stats and everything that goes with that is not important. And he knows how he's being measured. And that, of course, ultimately will be in winning championships. They've come up a little bit short. I know you referenced the interceptions from last year. Certainly not all of those are on him, and they never are on a quarterback, but I thought there were a lot of things that could be done a little bit differently that would help him as well. And I know Mike McCarthy this year has taken over the play calling. That will be interesting to see how that goes as well. But I think they're a really talented football team. I think they did a lot of really good things this offseason to make themselves better. But as Cowboy fans have heard so many times, there's always a lot of optimism coming into the season, and it's ended, unfortunately, in a lot of disappointment. But they'll be right there again this year with an opportunity to do what they've been unable to do in quite some time. And, you know, time will tell.
Okay. All right. All right. Cowboy fans like to hear that. Now, look, I'm an Eagles fan. I'll admit it. Full disclosure, Troy. But I have to ask you, the Eagles coming into this season, do you think, and I know Cowboys are in your division, I get it, but do you think we have a chance to make a Super Bowl run once again?
Oh, absolutely. I love what the Eagles have done. Howie Roseman's been amazing. I mean, he really has for a number of years. And what he was able to pull off this year in the draft, I just think there's no real weaknesses on that team. I was impressed, Ryan. We had them against Tampa Bay following the 21 season and knew that they had a ways to go at that point. And the work that Jalen Hurts put in last offseason when we had them the second week of the year, it was obvious how much time he had spent. So I'm a big fan of his. I like the Philadelphia Eagles. They're certainly the team to beat. They should be. They're the defending champs within the division. They won the conference. Of course, they were disappointed in the Super Bowl, but they're going to be a really good team once again this year. But every year is a little bit different, as we know. Mm-hmm. You've got to go back and you've got to do it all over again. But they're as talented as any team in the league, that's for sure.
So how does Jalen Hurts get better this season?
Well, he'll continue to work. It was obvious from what he did last offseason, and he'll continue to do that. He did it throughout the year last year. I think the key for him, of course, and the Eagles is him staying healthy and trying to protect him. Obviously, what he does running the football is pretty masterful, but protect himself, not have the hits that maybe he took a year ago. But he'll continue to improve just through the natural progression of another year underneath his belt. But I'm a big fan of Jalen's and what he's been able to do.
All right, Troy Aikman, always so good to see you. Getting us all excited for the season, man. I cannot wait. Great to see you, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us. This season's NFL schedule release, by the way. Our show tonight, 8 Eastern, ESPN2. Our crew's going to take you through each team's schedule and break down the biggest matchups in a annual two-hour special. And we'll reveal the Monday Night Football schedule, too. A Between the Lines version will be on ESPN Plus, focusing on the fantasy and the analytics side of everything. So, catch all that tonight. Coming up, AD has been all the talk this morning. Uh-oh, another injury he suffered, that head getting dinged there. What does this mean for the Lakers and their postseason chances and their chances to move on? We'll talk about that and more.